My next guest, you know him well. He is the money doctor, John Lowen. For his sins, he follows Tottenham Hotspur. Could they make the top four, John?
I think they could be. They could slip in very easily. You will be surprised. I think Nuno is going to surprise everybody this season.
John, we all dream and keep on dreaming and think of the nightmare I have, not a dream as a gooner. Anyway, we leave the football aside for a moment. Welcome back to the show. John Lowe, you have shook the branches of the tree and everything in that tree is falling everywhere. What's this about? Wills and probate, a do-it-yourself package. Surely you have to engage the legality of the legal firms of the nation.
Well, that's the misnomer, Jerry. You don't. You don't need, for the vast majority. Do you ever ask yourself the question, why have 70% of our nation never bothered writing a will or drafting up one? And when you think of all the words there that prevent them and preclude them from drafting a will or getting involved with probate, it's ignorance, it's misinformation, it's misconceptions, it's apathy, it's fear of cost, fear of the legal profession, in fact, legal jargon. I mean, you can actually go to citizensinformation.ie, Jerry, and you can actually find out what the parameters and what the components of a will are. And essentially, it's very basic. You've got to, you, the testator, is the person who writes the will. You have got to nominate an executor or an executrix, or plural. And then you've got to get two people who cannot benefit from the will to witness your signature and date it. They don't have to see what's in the will. They just have to witness your signature. And the other thing is that apart from the fact that they don't obviously benefit from your will, but I would always go to the trouble, number one, of getting their air code addresses, getting their PPS numbers, just in case there's any ambiguity. And also the same with the beneficiaries, the same with the executor or executrix. It really isn't rocket science. And in particular, where you are not only going to empower to do your own will, to write it, but you're also going to empower your executor or executrix to actually do the probate itself. Because it is a really, I mean, Jerry, I did my own mother's. There's eight of us in our family, which includes Teresa, who's a barrister.
Yes.
And includes a nephew-in-law who is a senior counsel. It's a pretty straightforward for the vast majority of people. We're talking now, the average net worth of people in Ireland is 166,000. So it's not a whole heap. It's only maybe 1 or 2% of people who are in the Michael O'Leary's, the Tony Smurfits, and the you know, those kind of people, Tony O'Reilly, who are in that league where you'd have a battery of accountants and maybe a battery of legal people to sort out the estates. But you know, it's all back down to the jargon and why people are so really they're afraid to go near a solicitor's office. And there's also a misnomer about the idea that you need to execute a will in a solicitor's office. You can do it in your bathroom as long as you've got those two witnesses with you.
Yes.
And you know, it's really, really straightforward. So what this is about is about a package whereby there's lots of wills online, by the way, that you can get, but all of them I wouldn't trust, because you have to put your information on a website that you don't know really who is going to hack into it or where it's going.
Okay.
So what this is, these are Word documents where you download the Word document so that you can put this Word document onto your laptop or even print it off and handwrite it in. So it really is straightforward. You're in control, and then you keep the will, because that's half the battle. You know, if your solicitor, for instance, has your will at the moment, then when you die, your executor, whoever you've nominated, has to go to that solicitor because they need the will to go and do probate.
And just explain to us about probate, because when I hear probate, I think I must have a solicitor for probate.
No, you know what? You're absolutely right here. If you had a vox pop going down Drogheda and you asked every second person what is probate, I'd say 90% of them wouldn't be able to define it. Probate essentially is the entire legal administration of a dead person's possessions, their estate, what they own. And unfortunately, once you have over 25,000 of assets, it has to go through a process whereby you fill out this form, which is pretty straightforward. You then go and make an appointment with the personal representative in the probate office. And there's a whole raft of them around the country, by the way. But the main one is in Smithfield in Dublin. You make an appointment for them. You then takes about 20 minutes to go through that. Now, there are delays to this at the moment because of COVID. But once you've gone through that process, there's a grant of probate given. And then that means you can go back and you can distribute the assets in the estate according to the wishes in the will.
Okay, so that can be done by anybody without recourse to a legal practice.
Absolutely, by anybody. There's, as I say, about 99% of people's estates and people's, their what they have, what they own. It's not complex. It's not complicated. And, you know, most relationships are even not complicated. You can even be divorced. I mean, what I've done is there are six basic will types. You're either single or legally separated, divorced with no children, children under 18 or adult children. That's three. Mm. Or else you're married or civil union with no children, children under 18, or adult children. So that's the six. Mm. So whatever template is in yours, you download that, and it's a Word document. So I won't see what's happening there. And you will get that download. You'll also get a list of assets and personal information. This is really important because this is going to tell your executor what you have. Mm. It's a six-page Word document form, which includes your property, your accounts, your password PC numbers, your passwords, your mobile passwords, your social media passwords, everything that is included in that six-page form that you either put on your laptop or you print out and you write in.
Okay, here's the question for you. What are the implications of probate being carried out by your solicitor? There's a huge financial implication, is that right?
It sure is. Jerry, I've seen a probate charge where it was 3.5% for the first 10,000, 3% for the second 10,000, and 2.5% for the balance. So for me, that's simply unjustifiable because you're looking for a million turnover, a million asset, you're looking at about 35,000-36,000. And I can't justify that, you know. Mm. As I said, I did my own mother's probate. Yes. It was a simple operation.
So, John, if you go this route that you are now proposing your service, taking a million, say, as assets for somebody who would be lucky enough to have that, and it would cost, say, mid-30s to go through legally, will it cost you with your way?
Well, my entire package, as I say, this is only an administration cost.
Yes.
And I just want those 70%. It's not anti-solicitor, by the way. This is about empowering the 70% of people of this country to go out and do their will, because it's so important to do a will, because if you die intestate, another word you have no will.
Yeah.
If you die intestate, you have to get a solicitor then involved who has to go to the High Court and has to get letters of administration. So there's cost, there's delay, and more cost, because when they come back and then do the probate, there's more cost involved than that.
And so your will is not carried out. Did the courts then decide it's taken out of the hands of everybody, then where it goes, you have no say?
Well, you have no say under the Succession Act of 1965, because then, you know, it goes to your nearest and dearest.
Yes, yes.
There was a case there, a famous case in the paper, only the last few weeks, by the way, where a guy left 24 million, a lot to the ladies in his life. He never married. He had six children by six different women. And he gave, I think, four of them a large sum of money. And those six kids decided to go and contest that will. Mm. And eventually the court ruled that it was invalid. And they then declared that this guy, who given his will and everything else to be intestate, no will. So the kids get it under the Succession Act.
Yes, and John, here's the thing I want to come back to. Are you seriously saying to me that 7 in every 10 people who should have a will don't have a will in Ireland?
Absolutely right. And that's all I'm trying to do with this package, is to get those 70% who for whatever reason, they haven't taken out a will. It's really, in my view, no matter how young you are, by the way, especially if you're a young family with kids and everything else, you should have a will. So this package is only 50 euros plus VAT. That's it. And you can then, not only are you empowered to draft your own will, because you have now the template, but you can actually instruct your own executor or executrix to do the probate, and you keep the will.
Yeah.
And you tell that executor or executrix where that will is maintained, where it is located, because then they need to know when it comes to. And if that executor or executrix then die before you, predecease you, you've got to then, you know, make sure you change and do another codicil or an amendment,
yes,
or an edit to that will to say who the new executor is.
And John, I'm just thinking here, there would be an element of cases, though, that there are ones that are complicated and there would be a legal input needed.
Yes, there are. By the way, just as far as those witnesses are concerned, when you're signing that will, if you have any medical condition, there's a thing called being of sound mind. So if you have any kind of medical condition, what you need to do is you need to go to a doctor or a specialist and get a certificate of competence that you have the capacity to actually sign that will.
So, John Lowe, are you saying to me today, for €50 for this whole package, your will is sorted, the probate is sorted, and you won't have to pay pro rata 35,000 roughly if it was a million. If it's a lot less, half a million, it's what, 15, 16, 17,000. Those costs will not be there for the people who inherit your whatever.
Because you're doing it yourself. My cost. There are probate fees, which are a few hundred that you pay the probate office. That's separate to the probate fee that the solicitor, for instance, would get.
Yes.
You mentioned there, Jerry, would there be a time? There are occasions. I had a couple, or a lady last week, actually, who I told her about this package, but she was married before. She married a guy who was also married before. They had children from both marriages, but they had a child together.
Mm.
Now, that's complicated.
Yes.
And I said that really this package really wouldn't suit you because you need to sort out. So there's certain areas, like, as I say, if you're you'd have a huge estate, Jerry.
Oh, listen, come on.
You need the battery of accountants alone, let alone a solicitor.
John, don't make me laugh. John, just some quick fire questions. A listener there, if you're left a home by your parents or someone else, do you pay tax on it?
Of course. It depends on what your threshold is and what the value, of the property is. So first of all, from parent to child, currently it's 335,000. So if you were left a home by your parents and the property is worth 340, you would pay 33% on 5,000.
Only. So 335 is the ceiling on tax-free.
Yeah,
from a parent.
Now, if it's your sister, brother, aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, it's only 32,500. Anything over that is 33%.
Okay.
Now, believe it or not, last April 2009, do you know what the threshold was?
No.
542,000.
Wow. So that's been just obliterated.
Yes, it has. But it's gone up and down like a yo-yo, but it was lower than it was up down to 200.
Yeah. Another one here, John. Myself and my partner at the time, we broke up. We had a child. We did a will, even though we broke up. Now we're back together and we got married. We're husband and wife. Do we need to change the will?
Technically, yes, because, again, you would be married or civil union with children, presumably under 18.
Yes.
So if you're single and you still are single, but you'd have to kind of, it's messy because you'd have to show the marriage certificate and you'd have to make sure then it was dated of that marriage certificate before or after that will was dated. And of course, have you got your witnesses as well? But to be safe, I would do a new one. And you can leave the will wherever it is, because all wills are revoked by the new will.
Mm.
And therefore, this takes precedence over previous wills.
Even if you have a will signed and filed away in a solicitor's office, if we get the Money Doctor package completed properly, printed off and put it away in our homes or save it on a laptop, that overrules the previous will, even though it's held in a legal practice.
Absolutely. In fact, sometimes it's too embarrassing to go back to the solicitor, for instance, and ask for the original will and give them a copy, when you might have some circumstances changed and it might be just easier to draft a new one. But if you can do it yourself and then empower your executor or executrix to do the probate, then so much the better.
Okay. So there is nothing complicated, is the message today to this. There are six documents. Is that what you say? Six Word documents involved here.
Well, there are three Word documents.
Three?
The three Word documents. What you do when you download this, there's a little bit of technical stuff, but when you download it, it comes to your download section.
Yeah.
And then from that download section on your laptop, you have three Word documents.
Okay.
The first one is your preferred will template.
Yeah.
The second one is the list of assets and personal information, the six-page document. And the third one, Jerry, is the enduring power of attorney. Now, for a lot of people, just like, you know, you mentioned the word probate, a lot of people don't even know what an enduring power of attorney is. But when you are reaching a certain age, maybe your parents, and they may contract a certain condition, like maybe dementia,
yes,
Alzheimer's. Well, before they do that, they sign this, which gives them power to actually act financially on their behalf in their twilight years, okay? So that's just to flag it, because what you have to do, and you can, you know, put your name and all the rest of it, but you will have to go to a solicitor who will have to go to the High Court to enact that enduring power of attorney. But this is just to flag it. The five other documents are PDF files, and those five are a kind of coping with bereavement. This is from my own book.
Yes.
It's a whole chapter. It's a PDF file, and it's a whole chapter on from wills to probate, how easy it is. The other three documents, again, PDF files, are bereavement checklist, an Irish funeral guide, and the bereavement support services. And then finally, an explanatory fact sheet on what is an enduring power of attorney.
Okay, somebody else on there to say, how do I know if a will has been made? You probably don't, do you?
Well, if you don't tell anybody,
yep,
and you die, then nobody will know whether,
yes,
there's a will. I mean, I know of cases where that has actually happened. People did make a will, but no one could find it.
Oh, my,
and
oh, my.
I know even, Jerry, people who are still alive today, and they did a will, and it was all signed and witnessed and the whole lot in a solicitor's office. They put it away. They can't find it.
And I think, yeah, and that they are so important things to mention. Don't be caught in this fashion. We're just saying, folks, or you're leaving a mess for the people who come behind you. I think that person may be saying, they may be looking at somebody and think, have they got a will? Should you go and ask somebody? Should you be straight with them, a parent, or, you know, if you believe?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, if you have a parent, for instance, with assets like their home,
yes,
their car, their golf clubs, Jerry, their watch, yes, you have to ask them. Have you made a will? And have you signed as a witness? And where is it? And who's the executor? And in particular, if it's a kind of an only child, for instance, assuming that child, the only child, is the executor or executrix, it's important that they ask that question. And before they get too old, I mean,
yep,
you really should be doing a will once you have assets. I mean, really, in your early 30s, you should have, especially
there
when you
should
have
be family. A will. Yeah, that is so. Listen, I have to ask you the final question before we go. We're up against the clock. Where do they go to following this conversation to get more information, get in touch with you, and for 50 quid, sort out the future?
Well, moneydoctors.ie, the website itself, when you go onto the homepage, you'll see in the menu on the top, wills and probate. Just click into that, or you can go directly into it, moneydoctors.ie/wills.
It's as simple as that. Moneydoctors, plural, .ie. He's shaking, yeah, the tree. He's shaking the branches. The apples and pears and oranges and everything are falling from them. John Lowe, until the next time, you've done good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. John Lowe there, the money doctor.